This is AP News Minute. The FBI has released documents saying Army scientist Bruce Ivins had custody of anthrax spores identical to those that killed five and sickened at least 17 others in 2001. The FBI also says Ivins worked unusually late lab work hours around the time of the attacks. Ivins committed suicide last week as prosecutors were planning to charge him with murder. A former driver for Osama bin Laden could face life in prison. A jury of six military officers at Guantanamo Bay convicted Salim Hamdan of supporting terrorism, but cleared him of conspiracy charges. The White House says it's pleased with the outcome. President Bush told China that America is firmly opposed to the way the communist government represses its own people. In his speech delivered from Bangkok on the cusp of the Olympic Games, Bush balanced his criticism with praise for China's market reforms. The last survivor of the mountaineering disaster that killed 11 people has been rescued by helicopter from K2, the world's second highest peak. The frostbitten 37-year-old Italian climber was taken to a nearby military hospital. Ed Donahue, The Associated Press, with AP News Minute.